All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on North Idaho's radio, News Talk Sports, KSBT, KBFI, 1400, 1450 AM, 97.1 FM. It's Thursday, time for North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We've got another good one for you today. First up will be our monthly visit with some folks from Bonner General Health. Jeff Dill from the lab department and Aaron Banal will be joining us here in just a few minutes on the phone, talk about serology testing at BGH and a blood drive coming up. So I look forward to that. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back Dan Shook, one of the owners and operators of Bonner County Bicycles right here in Sandpoint. It's been, needless to say, a very unusual year for all of us and for Bonner County Bicycles as well. We'll learn what's been happening over there and the new kind of resurgence in bicycle popularity in our area. It's unbelievable. And in our final segment, we'll welcome back Leo Huntsaker from Come Together North Idaho. He's got a benefit raffle coming up or going on right now, and we'll learn about that. Of course, you can always go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and find out the latest, what's going on. If you want to hear archived past talk shows, like, you know, you were on a show yesterday or whatever, and you want to hear yourself, you can go there and click on the date and listen to it. It's great. Also, something that we're doing here on North Idaho's Radio tomorrow evening is Sandpoint High School graduation, and we have never broadcast a high school graduation before. So we'll be doing the live play-by-play. Chris Chatburn and I will be in our booth calling every shot and doing the color analysis and keeping stats and stuff like that. I'm just kidding about that last part. We are broadcasting graduation, and I'll tell you why. I mean, so for some of you can't go because it's only family only that you pull your car to the SHS parking lot, and our thought was you may or may not be able to hear the PA very well. You know, you want to hear your kid's name and your friend's names and all that. So you can tune in right here on 1400 AM and listen to the whole thing live starting at 5:30. That's tomorrow night. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend. That's what's going on here on the 1400s side of the dial. That's tomorrow evening at 5:30, SHS graduation. It's got to be for the first time ever live on the radio. What else is going on? The Bay Trail Fun Run, which is held last 8 years in June, kind of kick off the fun run season for the summer. Of course, it was postponed. They had moved it back to, I think, the last Sunday in August. They have now decided, the organizers have decided, to just cancel it altogether for this year. Just still will be concerns in their minds of folks. A lot of people come for that fun run from out of town. It's not, I mean, we're doing great here in North Idaho, but I guess that's the fear, is people coming from Spokane, Seattle, who knows where they come from, all over the place. So we will be passing that along as things come along. Also in the news today, Las Vegas casinos have reopened as of today. That's kind of a big deal. Las Vegas casinos, I guess they're taking kind of a gamble, you know, a bit of a risk. I guess you could say they're all in for this, and well, they're going for broke. So good luck to them, and anything to do with Las Vegas, you know, you need luck. If you are a golf fan and you love to play in scrambles and you like Sandpoint High School athletics and want to support them, you are in luck, because the earlier postponed Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble is now happening early summer. It will be Saturday, June the 27th, 9 a.m. shotgun start, taking place at the Lynx Golf Club in Post Falls. We've never had our scramble at the Lynx, so look forward to that. And it's sponsored by Lighthouse, also Realm Partners, and Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. If you would like to get signed up, you can hit up any one of us. I mean, you know who we all are, from Bulldog Bench, Caleb Bowman, Clint Gunter, myself, Matt Meyer. Matt, very instrumental in putting this together. In fact, If you don't have a cell phone number, I'm going to give it to you. 290-6610, 290-6610. And you can contact Matt. He can get you the, or myself, and I will email you the sign-up sheet. So we'll get to that. Right now, we are going to get to our first break. When we come back, we'll join our friends at BGH, our monthly segment. A lot still going on there, and we'll get to that right after this.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
By now, you've probably heard people around town saying good things about North Idaho Collision Repair Center, but you may not know exactly where they're located. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive, which is about a mile and a half north of Bonners Ferry. Just go to the top of the North Hill and take the next left after the landfill, right by the Homestead Coffee Shop. You'll find North Idaho Collision Repair Center directly across from Bear Auto. If you haven't stopped in before, you're in for a real treat as you learn more about their state-of-the-art collision center. North Idaho Collision Repair Center is equipped with a Blotherm booth and is the home of the most modern paint facility within 1,000 miles. They also have a frame straightening machine that will get the job done with laser accuracy, and their factory-trained and ICAR certified technicians will restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive. Make the trip just a mile and a half north of Bonners Ferry today and discover a local gem, North Idaho Collision Repair Center.
Sweet Lou's on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay are both open for sit-down service. Stop by either location today from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. And of course, both locations are still open for takeout and are offering curbside service too. Plus, delivery is available in Coeur d'Alene. Just call in or order online. And Sweet Lou's is now hiring for all positions for the summer season ahead. Apply online at SweetLou'sIdaho.com. That's SweetLou'sIdaho.com. Get some Sweet Lou's today.
Hello, I'm Robert Wilkie, Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Right now, members of VA's world-class medical team are doing courageous work, leading our nation's fight against the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. But they need your help caring for America's veterans. VA is launching an initiative to rapidly hire more healthcare professionals to join us. We need physicians. We need nurses, pharmacists, laboratory technicians, respiratory therapists, and other medical specialists. This is a unique opportunity for you to serve and help the veterans who have served and protected us all. If you want to learn more about being part of our team, go to va.gov/joinus, or you can text VA physician or VA nurse to 97211. Thank you.
This public service message has been brought to you by Blue Sky Broadcasting.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho's radio, North Idaho Thursday, and once a month, usually the very first Thursday of each month, we are joined by folks from Bonner General Health, and today is no exception. We have Aaron Benal with us, the Community Development Manager. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. I'm good. Still feeling fine. Summer's upon us in a couple weeks here, and things heading in a positive direction. How are things at BGH?
They are going as expected. We are still being very cautious, but it's getting busier. We've reinstated elective surgeries and other diagnostic imaging services, outpatient services. So it's feeling good to see people coming in and being able to serve the community.
Yeah, that's great. Of course, a couple of months ago, you know, we saw a lot of action there in front of the emergency department, you know, people pulling up and doctors coming out and things like that. I drive by a couple times a day just because it's my normal route, and just don't see a lot going on there, which is great news.
Yeah, it is good news. We still have, you know, we still have our drive-through open. Mm-hmm. We still have people coming in and getting COVID testing. We also have been very swamped with community members getting the serology testing as well. Curious to see if they have their antibodies, and Jeff's here to talk more about that.
Oh, good. I was just going to ask you if Jeff was joining us. I just watched your TikTok video on Facebook, Jeff. Over 100,000 views.
Yeah, it kind of blew up.
Yeah, that's...
It's because my dog's so cute, and he gave me the spot to springboard from. But, yeah, I put it up there several days ago just to try to spread awareness about how masks are effective to stop the spread if you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... I know that after watching that, I will never sneeze into a little red tray again, ever.
Yeah, they don't lie. They show any growth. Anything that could possibly come out of your mouth will grow on that plate.
So, of course, you're the medical laboratory, a scientist there at BGH, Jeff Dill, we're talking to. And Jeff, for anybody who has not seen that video, just describe what it's all about.
So I just did a little mini study, and there's a lot of other variables that could have been assessed, but the one I was trying to determine is, do cloth masks stop droplets with a simple cough? So I had my cloth mask on that was donated by the community, and we really appreciate how many of those came into the hospital in the last few months. I coughed with the mask on about an inch away from the plate, and it was a petri dish with growth media that if a bacteria lands on it, it will grow large enough to see a visible, what's called a colony on the plate.
Gotcha.
It's indicative of the presence of bacteria. And it doesn't culture viruses, but droplets contain viruses and bacteria, and they're never going to be sterile, the ones that come out of your mouth. So just, I was assessing if droplets get through the mask or not. So I coughed with the mask, and then I took another plate, took my mask off, and coughed from the same distance and tried to stay with the same, force of cough.
Sure.
And then I shut the plates. I put them in the incubator. They were both blank beforehand, of course. 24 hours later, pulled them out. The plate that I coughed on with a mask had no growth on it, and the plate with no mask had quite a few colonies growing on its surface. And again, they are bacteria, but it is counting a droplet, and those droplets contain viruses. And so it was easy to conclude that with a normal cough, a mask will stop a droplet, which can help stop the spread if you have the virus.
If you have the virus, it's not going to prevent you from getting it necessarily?
We don't have enough data on that.
Gotcha.
But we can assume it helps.
Mm-hmm.
So the more people that wear masks in the community when they go out and about, the more likelihood that maybe one of them could be an asymptomatic carrier. And if they are diligent and they're wearing a mask and social distancing, they might never spread it to a single person and dead end that that spread.
Sure.
From them.
That all makes perfect sense. This leads us right into the serology testing. What is what's an update going on there at BGH?
Well, we have it online and ready to go. We've tested 105 people. Two have been positive and 103 have been negative, which indicates that it's really not endemic here yet. But it's something people need to understand about the antibody test is that it doesn't tell you that you have the virus. It tells you that you had it. So I don't want anyone to get the antibody test and it'd be negative and get a false sense of security that they're okay. Because for one thing, you can have the virus and the antibody hasn't been formed by your body for about 2 weeks until your post-exposure. So there's a window there where you could have the antibody and still be at the end of your viral shed. But you can't get that false sense of security that you're in the clear because you got a negative antibody test. So if you get a positive antibody test, there's still that window. You could still have the virus, and you would need to assess that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But post-exposure antibody tests are indicative that you have been through the rigors of the virus, that your body has responded to it, that you have created specific antibodies against it. And studies are showing that it does confer some immunity. We don't know how long it lasts. Those antibodies might fade away sometime. We don't have enough data on that because it's so new. But we do know that it's a powerful tool in epidemiology. And if you're positive, then and you never had any symptoms, then you know that you weathered that storm very well. Mm-hmm. And that's reassuring to you and maybe your family that you're around. And if you're positive, you should probably get the rest of the people that you spend a lot of time with to go get it checked out as well.
So that's really the benefit of it for the individual right there, if they're tested positive, you know, to at least contact the people, you know, their family or whatever, people you normally would see on a daily basis, make sure that they're okay and maybe they should get tested as well.
Yeah. You know, in contrast to the PCR test, that the nasal swab to tell if you actually have the virus, mm-hmm. if you're negative for that, then you're negative for that in that snapshot of time when the swab went up your nose. You could get it, you know, walking out the door or going down the street to the gas station after you left the hospital. So again, false sense of security can happen. And I think people tend to assume that when they don't know the whole truth of the way that these tests work. So, people just need to be mindful of what each test means and what kind of information it gives you and us, the healthcare providers.
So what is the process of getting the serology test? Do you make an appointment or do you have to get a doctor's permission or how do you go about doing that?
You call your provider and request that it be done. There are some insurances that are covering it now.
Oh, good.
There wasn't before it wasn't the case. You can still self-pay at the office. It's $60 plus a $20 draw fee, so $80.20 total if you want to pay out of pocket. It's just a simple blood draw. It's one tube. You come in, we'll screen you. You'll get a mask, come in, sit down, get your blood drawn and out the door, and we'll have the result within a couple hours.
It's good news.
Depending on the volume of the day.
Correct. It's good news to hear about the some insurance companies covering that, because I know I have some friends that believe they had it, although they never got tested. It just had, you know, this horrible flu, et cetera, et cetera. And they say, well, you should get the antibody test. And they're going, well, you know, it's $60. It's like, so if your insurance covers it, that's very, very good news. Speaking of blood tests and blood being drawn, Aaron, you have a blood drive coming up?
We do have a blood drive coming up, and we would love donors. There's a critical shortage of blood, especially with the decrease of blood drives over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And now hospitals have opened up and we have increased surgeries and other procedures. So June 19th, make an appointment at vitalent.org. We'll be having it from 10 to 2:30. And it's by appointment only.
Okay.
We still have very strict screening procedures, as does Vitalant. So at this time, all donors must bring and wear a mask or a cloth face covering when giving blood. You can have a full list of what their requirements are on their website.
So again, that is June 19th from 10 to 2:30. But what difference from the old school blood drives is you need to call ahead of time and make an appointment. Do you call the 265-3327 or do you go online to make an appointment, or how does it work?
You go online to make an appointment, and their website is Vitalant, Vitalant.org.
Vitalant.org to make the appointment for the blood drive June the 19th. And your blood donation will be tested for COVID-19 antibodies?
Yes, it will. And when you go online to make your appointment, you create an account, and those results will be on that account approximately about 2 weeks after your donation. If you do test positive for COVID-19, you have the capability of donating for convalescent plasma donation with your COVID-19 antibodies.
That's great news. That's a win-win-win. Again, there from Bonner General Health. Again, the blood drive is June the 19th, and I assume it's right there at the hospital?
Yes, it is. We'll have a different entrance, but it'll all be blocked off, and there will be parking and signage And we'll also have it posted on our Facebook page.
And again, to make that appointment, it's VITALANT, vitalant.org or org, whatever you want to say, and make that appointment for the 19th between 10 and 2:30 in the afternoon. And Jeff, once again, if people want to see the video that we talked about, can they go to your Facebook page or do they go to YouTube, or what's the best way to do that?
It's on the Bonner General Facebook page now.
Oh, okay.
And so you can find it there. And I wanted to make one more note after
sure.
we mentioned the convalescent antibodies in the blood drive. If you happen to test positive for the COVID antibody, and I encourage everyone who does to donate their blood and plasma and find the proper venue to do that, which through us is Vitalant, because you could save a life. There's been promising studies about using post-exposure antibodies from donors on currently infected patients and giving them a jump start in the immune response. It kind of, it's just like a mother passing antibodies and immunity through milk to their child.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them the boost that they can't have on their own. And so if you have weathered the storm and you have antibodies, I urge you to help the community by donating your blood, because you can save a life.
That's great. Very, very good information. Jeff Dill with the medical laboratory scientist at BGH, and Aaron Bernal, thanks for joining us again here on the radio, and we'll do it again sometime.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a great rest of the day. We are going to take our second break, and when we come back, we'll welcome in our old friend Dan Shook from Bonner County Bicycles and talk about what's going on over there at the bike shop, so stick around.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. That's 800-281-0266.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor and Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor and Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor and Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things you can expect when doing business with Taylor and Sons during our new normal. When servicing with Taylor and Sons, expect our employees to clean all touch points prior to entry and after we've completed your service. Expect every time a Taylor & Sons employee enters your vehicle that they will be wearing gloves, and protective coverings will surround your steering wheel and seating area. Expect a customer lounge that is cleaned multiple times daily or hourly, depending on number of people. Expect conscientious employees respecting your space and theirs. Finally, expect the same quality service you've received from our family's business for over 30 years. Contactless pickup and drop-off available. Check with your advisor. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday here on North Idaho's radio. And once again, for the first time in our history, we'll be broadcasting the Sandpoint High School graduation ceremonies from the parking lot at Sandpoint High School Friday evening. So tune in on the 1400 side of your AM dial for that Friday at 5:30. And it's mainly for folks, if you're, you know, parents are allowed to park in the parking lot, sit in their car and watch their kids receive their diploma. There's a PA system set up, but if you're not hearing it right or whatever, turn on your radio. It'll be there. Chris Chatburn and I with the play-by-play. Just kidding. We are joined by Dan Shook here, owner, operator, or co-owner and operator of Bonner County Bicycles. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Things are good.
Yeah. I think the things are very... I called you a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, it's practically summer, time to start advertising the bike shop like you always do. And you said, I can't keep up. What's with that? How come you're so busy?
It's crazy. I mean, it's a nationwide, if not a worldwide phenomenon. And it's like we're running out of parts. Our suppliers are running out of bicycles. We have people are, it's like a 25 or 30% increase in business because of the COVID thing, you know. It's just, and it's nuts. I mean, we've got a lineup of people that are pulling their bikes out of the garage and we're fixing them for them. And yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting to hear that it's nationwide. I saw somebody on Facebook a week or so ago had a picture of the bike section at a Walmart. They usually have like 100 bikes on this big rack. There were none.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I wonder why they have none. Is there bikes aren't being made? But I guess they're just being sold.
They're being sold and they're not being made. Because they shut down China for obviously a month and a half. And all the people that I talk to in the industry are saying that's, it's going to take that long again to get back to a normal. It's the new toilet paper is what it is, because people
I guess there is that seat, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, and that's just it. And our Walmart has no bikes, you know. It's all over the place.
Well, it's kind of good news for you, because what you started doing, I mean, I've known you for a long time and forever. You would go to garage sales, pick up old bikes for next to nothing, and you'd spend all winter out in your shop fixing them up. And I always wondered, like, what's he going to do with all those bikes? And then you retired from teaching at Sandpoint High School and opened a used bike shop.
That's the truth. Yep, that's what it came to.
And you see your bikes all over town. It's like, you know, where else would you see bikes that are 25, 30, 40 years old in mint condition?
Right.
Riding all around. So good for you guys.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's fun. It's a good thing to keep me out of trouble. Sort of.
Sort of is a key word there, yeah. A key couple of words. And you have some partners. Why don't you give them a plug?
Yeah, Dave Reisenauer joined us 3 or 4 years ago, bought in, and he's a great addition. He's real experienced. He worked over in bike gallery in Portland for years, and it's kind of a high-end bike shop, and so he lends a little bit of expertise that I don't have. And Tim Peel is the other partner, and he younger guy sort of, and he
younger than us.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a contractor, has a couple kids, and he's real into the high-end bike or mountain biking scene and stuff like that. So we got a pretty good spectrum. I'm kind of the old guy and like the old stuff, and so I'm pretty based in all that sort of thing. So we got it covered. And then we have a guy, Greg Rawaka, who used to own a Big Bear bike shop down in California, and he's our encyclopedia. He's one of those guys, you know, I forgot more than you know about bicycles sort of guy. Mm-hmm. And then Dick Ross is working with us, and we got another gal, Janet Lee. I can't remember her last name, but she'll be coming in too. So, yeah, we need more people in there, but I can't hire anybody. But
yeah, Dick Ross, another retired teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, Dave Reisenauer owned the flower farm
for
a number of years and has retired from that. So yeah, that's a good mixture of people, you know, new bikes, old bikes, expertise and stuff like that. That's That's really unusual, and it's great to see that a used bike shop can thrive here in a small town like this.
Indeed, we got a real niche market because we do carry new bikes. We can get stuff from our suppliers. Not now. It's weird. I mean, they're sold out.
I was just going to ask you about
that. They're completely sold out. So, and that's another case. We'll probably not be able to order new stuff till August, which is kind of it's a drawback. But we're trying to continue to crank stuff out, but you know that's even kind of difficult to do just because we're so busy.
But do you have some new bikes in stock right now?
I got one. I got one. Yeah, it's a $4,000 carbon fiber full suspension Kona from last year. But yeah, that's it. We've sold everything and we can't get anything. So,
wow.
Yeah,
that's a little bit shocking there. But you also, fortunately for you guys and Dick and Dave and you can do repairs, and so yeah. People have blowouts or chain keeps falling off or brake problems or whatever.
You
can fix that stuff.
Yep, and that's what's going on right now. We're getting a lot of repair work and keeping us busy, and we're trying to crank out as many things as we can to keep people in bicycles.
So, are you still actively like doing garage sales and trying to buy old bikes to fix up and sell?
Yeah, now that they're on again. So
yeah.
I got a real Jones going on there for a while. I'm just really used to getting out there every weekend.
Yeah, you're probably the biggest garage sale enthusiast I have ever met. I was wondering, what does he do on Saturday mornings or even Friday mornings these days?
Yeah,
that was just another victim to this whole COVID thing. Who would have thought something like a yard sale would stop?
I know. Everything stopped.
Well, golf keeps going on.
Yeah, I love that part.
Yeah. Tell us about you. You're in this senior league on Tuesdays.
It's the Inland Empire Senior Golf Association. Yeah, it's really fun. We had about 180 guys or more.
Wow.
And we go out and play different courses all over the Inland Northwest. And it's really well run. It's a very nice organization. And keeps us busy-er.
Yeah, and you won your division Tuesday.
It was a miracle.
I read on my my phone last night.
Bob knows me as the schizophrenic golfer. He probably gave me that name. So yeah,
we are all schizophrenic golfers. I mean, one day you're giving your clubs away, the next day you wish you had them back.
That's right. It's the nature of the beast.
Just enough good shots to keep going. You're also an avid golfer at the Elks. Of course, you and I, you know, became friends back in the day playing at Hidden Lakes 3-4 times a week. And then, of course, we lost that and we all became Elks. And,
right.
And now you even have your Bonner County Bicycle Thursday Night Elks Golf League team.
That's the truth. And we try to sponsor stuff. We sponsor holes for the Bulldog Bench, which is coming up.
And we got your sign ordered, by the
way. Yay, oh yay. And we try to get out there and, you know, do as much as we can for the community as a bike shop. And we're trying our best.
So who's on your golf team on Thursday nights?
I got new guys. Craig Gildersleeve has been a stalwart. And, Kevin, I can't remember their names. So I got three new guys. Nick, Anthony, and Kevin. I can't remember their last names. So there you go.
So where did they come from? This is the first I've heard of this.
Because two of the guys that I usually play with, one had back surgery, and the other one is kind of afraid to get out there because he's got a few issues health-wise. Mm-hmm. And so there are a couple guys that wanted to form a team. So
gotcha.
Yeah, we just got together and merged. So it's interesting.
Yeah,
getting used to each other.
It is interesting. So quite a week in the Shook compound as far as publicity. Your picture on the cover of the Daily Bee on Sunday, and then Boosh, your next-door neighbor, making a star-studded appearance at City Council.
Indeed.
Last night.
We made the paper 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And then, Susan Drinkert wrote the article about the bike shop, and then she wanted to also do something about my girls, the Shook twins. And so we'll be dominant in the community, I think. We'll just take the place over.
So is there an upcoming article about the girls?
I don't know. She just said she was going to, so I'm not sure.
Work on something.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, that was my next question. What are they? We know Caitlin is here and living here, was going to get married this summer, but obviously put that off for a year. How are they handling that? Everything all right?
It was a sad decision to make. I mean, they were... she's a planner. She's a go-getter when it comes to that. So she had it down to the last detail. You know, she was ready to go. And we're going to have it out on Whiskey Jack Road, our property out there. And so we've been doing a lot of landscaping and so forth, but it's kind of a disguised blessing because now we got more time to work on that and get it all together. So, but it's sad. I mean, it was going to be a hell of a party.
Yeah. Well, we're all missing a hell of a parties, of course. Most music festivals canceled. Some of the casinos are trying to get music going again in late August. Maybe we'll see how things are going. But, of course, Festival at Sandpoint not happening, Watershed not happening, Memorial Day concerts at the Gorge didn't happen. How does that affect your daughter's careers? I mean, they're professional musicians. Do they have anything going? I know they like to go to the Oregon State Fair and all these big festivals. Yeah. Are any of those things happening for them this summer?
No, it's a big hit. I mean, they got some of the stimulus money because they are an LLC and so forth, but it doesn't help. You know, I mean, it helps a lot, but yeah, they're missing out on a lot of the income that they normally get. And it's a big deal for, you know, they're pretty interconnected in the music community, obviously, and all the people that they always play with are on the same train, in the same boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's hard on that whole industry. You know, they're really hurting top to bottom.
So do the girls have plans to hit the studio and put out another album, or what's
been plans? Yeah, Lori's been over in Portland writing songs and stuff, and actually Katie just left today to go pick her up, so she'll be back for the summer. And yeah, they're thinking about getting stuff together, and they've done a couple of house shows at our house, which were, you know,
they were one of
online.
The first live YouTube things when this whole COVID thing started and musicians started going, you know, from their living rooms, and it had you and your wife, Patty, and it right there sitting on the living room couch, which I've spent some time on in my life. And that was really cute to see them talking to you guys about growing up on Boyer right down the street here. And
really fun. And they did pretty well with that, but you can only do so many of those, I think. But yeah, they have if you see those, and if you're a music fan, I would suggest you try to find some. And they usually, the musicians will have a tip jar, and so you can donate whatever you want to them. And it helps, you know. I mean, they need an income. That's what they have dedicated their lives to. So
yeah, and a shout out to Ben Baker, who we all know, local musician here. He's been putting on a Wednesday evening concert series, and each week his tip jar goes to a different nonprofit. So kudos to him for doing that for everybody. But then again, he's got a real live job during the day. Well, good stuff. So Dan, do you back to the bike shop real quick? Do you have bikes for sale right now? Or are you?
We still have some, but we're way down. I spent all winter building them, and I had probably 175 bikes or something for sale, if not more than that. And we're down to about 40, maybe 35 right now. And we've got a lot to build, but like I was saying, it's kind of a slow process. But yeah, we've still got a few. And if you want a road bike, we got lots of road bikes.
So what qualifies a bike as being a quote-unquote road bike?
Well, they're skinny tired, you know, and they have the drop bars. And
like you would see typically in a race or something like that.
Yeah. We got some really nice ones too. So that.
Well, hopefully you'll be getting some new bikes back in and can pick up some more old ones to keep working on them and keep the crew busy and keep Bonner County Bicycles going. Sort of good news, I think, for the girls' career is like Ponderay Winery is starting to have live music starting this Friday with my buddy John Fershey. And I think little by little venues like that will be bringing acts back in and start having some live music.
Yeah, I think they might have some kind of a festival scheduled at the end, but I'm not sure. End of the summer, like September or something.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, that's what's basically happened around here is that, you know, Bloomsday and Hoop Fest and all those things, the Scenic Half Marathon from the Chamber, that's all moved into late August, early September. So we're all going to go from 3 months of doing nothing to having 1 month of doing everything.
Making up for lost time.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll all have industrial masks to wear them.
All right, Dan Shook, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate that, and keep up all the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob. Good to see you.
We are going to take our final break. We have Leo Hunsaker with us on the phone in just a minute. He's with Come Together North Idaho, and I believe they have a benefit raffle going on. He'll tell us all about his organization. What it's been several months since we've had Leo on the show, so we'll find out what's been going on there right after this.
Attention Bi-Mart members, we want to make sure every Bi-Mart member has their membership card registered to their home store, because you can't win if you're not in. Did you know you can't win on Lucky Number Tuesday if your membership number isn't in your home store's member catalog? Transferring your membership to the store you currently shop makes you eligible for Lucky Number Tuesday drawings every week. It's easy to do and it's free. Just ask the receptionist at your store. Bi-Mart, employee owned, real value every day.
Badger Building Center has the industry's absolute best Fabrel metal roofing with the best prices around. Starting at only $239 a lineal foot, Badger Building Center is ready to help with all your metal roofing needs. Fabrel metal roofing comes in 20 color options, has a 40-year warranty, and will give your home the protection you're looking for. Stop into Badger Building Center in Post Falls, Sagal, Bonners Ferry, and Kalispell, or visit them online at badgerbuilding.com. That's badgerbuilding.com.
Hello, this is Dan Clark from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. I'd like to thank everyone for their business and patience this past couple of months. It's been a very taxing time of uncertainty and concern for all. I've seen a lot of changes in my 50-plus years here at 307 Sherman Avenue, but I've never seen anything quite like this. We were already certain that love is essential, but to see how determined a man in love can be to get engaged has been the brightest light in these dark times. With so many events canceled, including graduations and weddings, it has been joyous to see love in its purest, will you marry me form, survive and flourish, hasn't it, Jane?
Yes, it certainly has, Dad. And I'm so grateful for the support we have seen from our valued Coeur d'Alene and Spokane customers choosing to shop with us for personal, professional diamond service rather than online or big chain stores. Shopping local has never mattered more.
Well said, Jane. And Clark's has been local since 1907.
At the Co-op this week, we are excited to be moving from spring into summer. Your Co-op has just about everything you need for farm and home, including fuels such as gasoline, diesel, and propane. We offer delivery service to home or farm for both products and fuels. Just give us a call and we can get you scheduled. As we transition from planting to maintenance, remember that the Co-op has a wide selection of yard and garden tools, as well as gloves and protective gear to help keep you safe while working on the farm and in the garden. If you're still working on that honeydew list, remember that the Co-op has a wide selection of fasteners, wiring, conduit, pipe, PVC pipe, nails and screws, and heavy plastic to put together, cover, and protect most any project on your plate. Find it all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane and Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for this Thursday, for this week, for me. Anyway, and we are joined by our friend Leo Hunsaker with the CTNI Come Together North Idaho. Leo, it's been a few months, believe it or not, since you've joined us on the show here. What's been going on with you and your organization?
Yeah, it's been a few months, but everything has been just so fantastic. The community support has been so fantastic. My board support has been so fantastic. With the two platforms that we have between our mutual aid Facebook group and the services we provide, in the past 2 months, we've been able to help out 7,000 families in the panhandle. And altogether, our volunteers have been able to put together around 4,000 volunteer hours in 2 months. So everything's going perfect, and there's a lot of exciting stuff to that's coming up. And I'm just excited for the future with CTNI because we've already been able to make an impact on our community, and that's exactly why I started this organization. And so, you know, going forward with that, it's something that, you know, when I originally started it, I wasn't expecting it to take off as fast as it did. and it took off faster than I've ever seen a nonprofit take off in my life. Because simply put, our organization, I get asked this question all the time, you know, why is your organization any different than the other ones that we have? And my answer to that always is that, you know, other nonprofit organizations that provide community services usually have a limited amount of services, like the food bank will give you food, community action partnership will help you out with utilities, Angels Over Standpoint will help you out with rent. But we're kind of a one-stop shop where you can come in and, you know, as our mission statement says, anything and everything that people need, whether it, you know, we've helped somebody who couldn't afford to put their dog down, put their dog down. We've been able to help people with grocery cards, gas cards. We've been able to help people connect with other community members to provide, you know, oddball services of things that, you know, you never expect that somebody may need it, but then you post it and somebody's like, oh, wow, I just moved up to the area. Of course I need a vacuum, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just been so fantastic, and I'm excited that I'm on here today to talk about, you know, what exactly is going to be going on in the next few months with the organization. And yeah, I'm just extremely excited.
So, Leo, did the whole idea for CT and I just come out of this whole COVID pandemic, or were you planning on it beforehand, or tell us about that?
So I've been planning something. It wasn't like set in stone of exactly what it was going to be, but I went through a few years of being homeless and, you know, sleeping on park benches, sleeping on the grass, eating out of dumpsters, and all that other kind of fun stuff. And I vowed to myself at that moment that I would do anything in my power to make sure that nobody else had to experience that. And so I've got notebooks at home of like ideas of what I wanted to do with an organization. And when COVID happened, you know, I was kind of still like, I didn't feel like I was ready. I felt like we were going to fail. I felt like, you know, all these self-doubt mm-hmm. thoughts that I was having. And then it just hit me one night, and it was like, you need to start this. There's definitely, especially during this time, there are
sure.
thousands of families that are affected by the coronavirus. And you need to start this, and you need to stop, you know, self-doubting yourself. So COVID was kind of the caveat
sure.
that made it start. But I did have this plan kind of coming into fruition and working on stuff since I was like 18 years old.
And Leo, we are running out of time, unfortunately. What is it you have immediately coming up?
So currently we have it's a teddy bear picnic raffle. You get $5 a ticket or 5 tickets for $20. You can purchase those in office or online at ctniinc.org. And you can also find out on that website how you can get 10 free tickets. And then another thing that I wanted to talk about is that we do have a vice president position available. So if anybody is interested in that, they can email me at president@ctniinc.org. We will be accepting applications until June 19th.
Okay.
But that's kind of pretty much, you know, there's a lot of other stuff, like doing a yard sale, breakfast, silent auction. We'll be placing donation jars at local businesses. We also have a way to go online and purchase donation plans where you have a recurring donation. And especially with helping out as many people as we have, our funding is not where we need it to be to,
sure.
To be able to provide more services. So we are definitely looking for community support, and, you know, if people are inspired by our message and our mission, maybe they can find it in their heart to donate to us, so we can continue to offer the services and help out Idaho families.
Okay, and be listening to our community calendar on all of our stations to get updates on that. The thing to do right now is go to ctni.org. Leo, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again sometime soon.
Thanks, Bob. And just to clarify, it's ctniinc.org.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Take care. And that's North Idaho Thursday for today. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
1450 KBFI AM and K246 CU 97.1 FM Bonners Ferry. 1400 AM KSPT Sandpoint, a service of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Right now, there are 8 minutes of silence. Family attorney Ben Crump speaking about the video that sparked protests.